welcome everybody to Drive-Through HR. I hope everybody's having a great day. Brian, Nisha, and William coming to you live. We've got a special show. We're on with the some folks from IREM. Can't wait to hear kind of what they've got to say, because it's always informative and also fun. So let's get right to it. So we get our full 30 minutes in. And Lynn, Kevin, welcome to Drive-Through HR.
Thank you very much.
Glad to be here.
So, well, if you would, Lynn, we'll start with you. And if you would introduce yourself, and after that, we'll kind of roll into a few questions so we can get into talking about the conference.
Okay, well, thank you. And again, it's my pleasure to be here again. Hopefully we have some listeners that were there 2 weeks ago. But I am Lynn Mealy, and I am the president and CEO of IREM. And IREM is a nonprofit membership organization, and we focus on delivering education, content, resources to members and others who want to learn more about HR technology, HR information, you know, what's out there, tools, trends, and, you know, kind of keep them apprised of what's going on in the industry. And I've been with IREM now for about 10 years as an employee, although I have been a member of IREM and a volunteer for a number of years prior to that. So it's a great organization, and I'm happy to be part of it.
Perfect. Kevin?
I'm Kevin Carlson. I'm the chairman of the board of IREM. I've been an IREM member for about 15 years and have been associated with the board for the last six, and started my term as chairman of the board back in January. And so we're looking for an exciting year and exciting future for the association. Glad to be here.
Well, it is great to have you both on, and we'll jump right into it. Lynn, we'll start with you. The last time you were here, you spoke about the conference. Any new things you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, not really new, but one of the things I do want to remind people about, and again, it was something that we mentioned on our prior show, is that we are offering a $200 discount for conference registration. So I just want to remind everybody to, if you have not registered yet, to enter the code RAD3 when you do register, and you will receive the savings. And the advanced registration for the conference, which will be held June 2nd to 5th at Disney's Contemporary Resort, will be ending on May 24th. So I encourage people to not delay. But in terms of kind of what's new, I think last time, again, we were here, it was with Novo Mana, IREM's past chair, and I. We talked quite a bit about education and the exhibit hall, and really those are two key parts of our conference that focus on learning and knowledge. And one of the areas that we didn't really cover much, which is included with the, you know, kind of put it under the education umbrella, are our keynote presentations. And this year we kick off the conference on Monday morning with a dynamic and engaging speaker, Jonathan Edison. I have heard him present, and I've recently spoken to him, and I can personally attest to the fact that he will start our conference off with energy and enthusiasm, just a great dynamic presenter. And his topic ties in quite nicely with our venue, since we're going to be at Disney. And he's going to show our attendees how to make magic using the power of thoughts and the seven elements of internal energy. So again, just kind of a nice way to begin the conference. And then on Wednesday, we start the last morning of the conference with a special program by the Disney Institute titled Building a Business Through Storytelling. And anyone familiar with Disney knows that storytelling is a key part of their products, so their movies, television shows, etc., and their culture. And so we're excited to be able to offer this presentation in which our attendees will discover how they can translate their own organization's culture in a meaningful way through the power of storytelling. And then the third part of our conference, in addition to the education and the expo hall, is our networking. And again, from our first-time attendees orientation through Wednesday's meetup at the close of the conference, we have a number of informal and formal networking events that allow our attendees to share ideas and relax with peers. So again, it just makes up really a nice experience for those who are attending our conference. And then the one thing I do want to remind people about is our hotel, which is the Disney Contemporary Resort. That's a great place if you're spending a few days prior to or after the conference and you want to relax, go to visit one of the Disney parks to do so. But I've found out today that our room block is filling up quite quickly, so I encourage anybody who has not yet booked their room to please do so. Is again because our you know, we're probably maybe looking at a sold out situation shortly. So that's it for what's happening at the conference. All great things.
Well, that is two things that I heard that I just absolutely adore is one, anything around energy. I think that's such a fascinating conversation. Great kickoff to get people to get their mind kind of rolling and out of work and get in the groove of the, you know, with a keynote. And two, sold out. You gotta love scarcity. If you fill it up, you sell it out. Then those are some good words. I've definitely gotta own that. So Kevin, we'll jump to you next. And this will be your first IRM conference as chairman of the board. What aspect of the conference are you most looking forward to?
Well, I always look forward to conference. Lynn had mentioned the role that networking plays in IRM as an association and creating links amongst our members, and I've been a part of that association for coming up on 15 years, and I've made connections with people in industry that I continue to maintain over that time period, and I always get to meet new people. My day job is as an academic, but I've always used my connections with IRM to keep tabs with what's happening in the industry, to make connections with the people who are actually doing the work on the ground. My home discipline is around cost justification of systems and HR metrics and workforce analytics. And when I get to conference, I have an opportunity to talk with folks who are deep in the middle of the issues and questions that are currently facing us in the field. And if people have been to the conference, they recognize that the quality of the presentations that are a part of this, the value that comes in the pre-conference training activities and the pre-conference courses. But the thing for me that's always been of greatest value, I think, is the opportunity to sit and talk to the people who are doing this work in the industry, the people who are really on the front lines in terms of facing new challenges that are hitting us in terms of human resource information systems and taking advantage of the technology that's available to us to solve organizational problems. And so while I think the formal education that you get as a part of the conference is more than worth its time, I see the real value and great opportunities by being able to come in and find those folks who are facing the same kinds of problems you are, or maybe facing the problems that you don't know you're going to be facing yet, or finding folks who have already solved your problems. And with a half hour of conversation, you can probably get a leg up on a lot of the problems that are facing you as an organization right now. So I think that kind of the background conference, the networking opportunities, the opportunities to find people who are in circumstances similar to you, I think is really valuable, and I know it's something I valued throughout my time at IRM. I just think it's really a gem and probably an under-recognized and underappreciated opportunity at the conference.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. As far as that's the real magic, and those long term relationships with people that are you know, powering through and with wins and losses around the same circumstances. That's very, very well put. And so, Kevin, I noticed that you were teaching actually two of the pre-conference courses on workforce analytics and metrics in Orlando. What are you seeing as some of the hot issues and trends around those two areas in the IRM kind of arena this year?
Well, I think there's two things or two sets of things going on. Number one is there's an underlying trend that's started a decade ago, and we're continuing to see that evolve, and that's more organizations are gaining more interest and wanting to do more work in HR metrics and workforce analytics. And so that's becoming a much stronger force. There's more people engaged in the game, and there's a lot of organizations that are doing incredibly interesting kinds of things. And so I think each year at the conference that we get into these kinds of conversations, you just see more exciting stuff in terms of what organizations are figuring out, how to tackle the problems about taking the data available to them and finding ways to take that information or take that data and formulate it in a way that it speaks to the problems that exist in organizations. You know, a key issue in metrics analytics all the way along the this journey has been, we can spend a lot of time in developing dashboards, and we can develop a lot of time creating metrics and distributing those metrics in organizations. But until organizations start making different and better decisions as a consequence, we struggle to get the value on. So I think that's been kind of an ongoing challenge for the industry, is to be able to find ways to not just calculate metrics and not just distribute metrics and not just create dashboards, all of which I think many organizations are doing extremely well. But the ones who are really getting the payback from that are the ones who are finding now the ways to most effectively identify the problems and opportunities that are facing them, and then being able to with laser-like guidance, identify specifically those metrics and analytics that really speak to those, and then being able to find a way to communicate that to managers so those managers make different decisions than they would have otherwise and actually make better decisions. And when they do that, we start to get the paybacks. And so that's an ongoing challenge. It's, I don't see that stopping at any point in time soon. I think we're going to continue to do that. Part of that, you know, part of that effort is weaning ourselves off of many of the original metrics that our field kind of cut its teeth on. A lot of them that were part of the Saratoga Institute's original benchmarking efforts. They were great resources for us at that time and great metrics. But to a great extent, they were developed in a different place and time when the access we had to data and organizations was based more on our access to the pencil and paper processes that we're using. Data was available after the fact, not in real time like it is today. And so in many cases, we're seeing a lot of organizations come back and really rethink what metrics and what analytics and what data is important. And so there's just a lot of things and a lot of very exciting things I see happening on the ground right now in organizations in terms of kind of moving us along that trajectory. I think in terms of what really is catching people's interest, the whole big data phenomenon is really there. You see a lot of interest in big data, a lot of people talking about big data. And I think there's some pretty exciting things that are happening in terms of being able to take large databases and mine those databases and try to develop new insights to see what we can do. The key thing, I think, is that you know, you've got to be careful, because big data assumes that these big databases actually have the answer to the problems or the opportunities that exist there. Sometimes we can mine great big databases and we find that there's not necessarily the insights that we're looking for. But I think to a great extent, organizations that make good selections about the data accessible to them and making smart decisions about where they want to do that mining, I think are finding some pretty interesting insights and learning more about their businesses that help them manage them more effectively.
Great insights out there. Well, I'm going to do a quick quiz with everybody. We are on with IRM guests Lynn Milley and Kevin Carlson. And check out the conference, hit the hashtag IRM2013. And if you're going to register for the conference, use the discount code RAD3. And my next question is to Lynn. Well, outside of IRM conference, what's been consuming you and your staff's time these days?
Well, how much time do we have left in this radio show? And I don't want to use it all because even though you think that we're spending all of our time on the conference, there's a lot of other things going on. And I, you know, want to quickly just mention, under the whole area of workforce analytics and metrics, that is something that is a very popular topic amongst our members and others. And one of the things that we're working on is doing, we do a a one-day event, the Metrics and Analytics Forum, a very popular, very successful event, and we are going to be holding one in the fall in San Francisco. So there's more, stay tuned, there's going to be more information on that. And Kevin is one of the people that is very involved in that event. And so, again, stay tuned. But I think in terms of the projects that we're working on, probably one of the ones that I feel is the most important for the profession is relates to our certification program. 3 years ago, we launched our exam-based certification program, and for those who pass the exam, they receive the Human Resource Information Professional HRIP credential. And to date, almost 400 professionals have achieved that certification, so we're really pleased with that. And then, but, you know, what we've decided to do, though, because it has been now 4 years, is with funding from the HRIM Foundation, we recently embarked on a project to review the exam performance and to refresh the exam questions as needed and to help build our pool of questions, again, so that we would have some in the pipeline for future years. And we're working with a company called the Donath Group, and they're the same people that helped us develop our program over 4 years ago. And Kathy Donath just completed the exam performance analysis, and I'm really pleased to report that the results show that our exam is performing extremely well. And, you know, one of the nice things is that this supports the quality and the attention to the detail that went into creating the exam, and also kind of says something about the volunteers that we use, the subject matter experts that were involved in helping to create the initial test questions and then worked with IRM staff through all of the review processes. And the other thing I think it does is that it really reinforces the reliability of our certification program. So we're really pleased with how it's been performing. But again, so we're now working on, though, taking a look at that. So again, we've kind of done the analysis of how our exam is performing. And now the next major phase is going to be the item or question writing, and we're going to be asking those who are certified to help in this effort. And our goal is to have all of our work completed and the new exams published by the first of the year. So this is really taking not only IRM staff time, but we're going to be involving a fair number of volunteers in this effort. The other thing we've done is we've recently launched our new Career Center on the IRM website, and this is a great resource designed for people that are looking for jobs and for those employers that have openings. So, again, something that we're working on. So, you know, that's just kind of in a nutshell. As I said, we're really doing a lot. We're working on the volunteer program. We're continuing to do education, membership, et cetera, but just a lot of things going on. But I think the one that I wanted to highlight, as I mentioned, is really the certification program. We're really pleased and proud of how well that's going, and now we want to even make it continue to improve upon it.
Well, Lynn, that's fantastic. Drive-Thru HR is a huge supporter of certifications. That's a big passion of ours. We do a lot around just making sure and supporting the education of that and the importance. So we really appreciate you guys leading the way, especially the research. It's fascinating. I would love to know more about that offline, some of the validation performance research you've done. So that would be great.
Yeah, I'd be happy to share that with you.
Yeah, you know what, and I can't wait because I'm a data guy, and that stuff is stuff makes me happy. So,
the psychosymmetric. I'm learning a lot about psychosymmetric stuff that I never knew before, statistical things. So it's an eye opener.
That is for sure. So, Kevin, throw the next question to you. So, what is your vision for IRM? What would you like to accomplish during your tenure as a board chair?
My vision, I think, is exactly the same one our board has, and we recognize that for an organization where our opportunities to offer value are often tied to the connections we can provide between members, anything we can do to continue to grow the association and bring more members in creates more opportunities for sharing. And so we're looking for ways we can make our association more widely known, One of the things we recognize is we believe that there's a very large footprint for our association, not only within the United States, but worldwide. But there are a significant number of people who are potentially in our space that we struggle to get to. A lot of folks don't know we exist, don't know that we're here, don't know the value that we can offer. And so we want to do everything we can to make sure we become as widely known. People know who we are and what kinds of offerings are there. I think another thing we're seeing is that there's a tremendous amount of movement of people into and out of positions and organizations where they're actively involved in supporting systems, making decisions about purchases of systems or purchases of additional functionality, trying to roll out functionality worldwide, trying to take the data out of these systems and apply it to decision making. Any of those folks are really in our footprint. And the more we can do to find folks who've got needs to be able to learn about that if they're coming into new positions, we want them to know about us because I think we've got something to offer them. And for those folks who have been around for a while and are going to continue to be in this space, if they're looking for places where they can talk to folks who understand the language and are on the cutting edge of what's new and what's valuable, we've got something for those folks as well. So we'd like to see this association grow. We just think it becomes more valuable for everyone the bigger we can get.
Great. Well, Lynn, what would you like our audience and the live listeners to know about the IRM Foundation?
I mentioned it as, again, when I talked about the certification program. And, you know, it's one of those things where a lot of people really don't know that IRM actually has a 501c3 organization, the Human Resource Information Management, or HRIM Foundation. It is a 501c3 charitable organization that was formed by IRM back in 2008. So we are celebrating our fifth anniversary this year, and coincidentally, we're celebrating it in Orlando, which is where kind of the site of when we first really launched our foundation. And the primary focus of the foundation is to support IRM in developing content, research, and information that both supports the IRM mission as well as advancing the profession. So the first project that the foundation funded was actually the development of the HRIP certification program. So again, kind of a tie-in, and now that we're looking and doing the refresh project, the foundation is now actually funding this project as well. So they've, again, one of the key ways that they really support us and the profession has really been within the certification program. But they do other things. They've done a survey. They've helped fund the development of one of the new courses that IRM is rolling out this year. So, again, it's a great place and a great organization, and it's actually run by all volunteers. So it is an all-volunteer organization, and its sole source of income is through donations and fundraising events. And typically they're held in conjunction with the IRM conference. And this year they have several great events planned in Orlando, including a Sunday afternoon golf tournament and their annual Party for a Purpose, which is going to be held on Monday evening. So again, it's one of those things where a lot of fun activity, a lot of volunteer effort, but really for a great cause. So we're really pleased on the IRM perspective to have the foundation and the effort that they've enabled IRM to do.
Well, congratulations for the fifth anniversary, and then I appreciate you all for doing the great work.
Thank you.
Well, Karen, what's the biggest challenge you feel the profession faces today?
That's a great question, and I think it's one that we have faced over the last 5 or 6, 7 years, perhaps, maybe even a little bit longer, but one that I think is critical for us, and that is being able to tell the story of the value that the human resource information systems offers to organizations. I think many managers intuitively understand that we get value from the functionality that we offer organizations and the capacity to help organizations solve problems. But in a lot of cases, we have a hard time telling that story. And I think as a consequence, in many organizations, we underinvest in human resource information management functionality, and we're actually doing less for the organizations than we could potentially do. And part of that, I think, is learning how to be able to tell the story of value generation that comes out of human resource information systems. And I think to the same extent, I think we see that as an opportunity in IRM. We think the opportunity to come learn about how you can generate value and how you can solve problems is a critical component of our value statement for the profession. Membership in our organization is relatively inexpensive, but our members don't have inexpensive problems. Most of the opportunities and problems facing our members and our organizations probably have four or more zeros in terms of their magnitude. So if our members can come to conference and learn how to solve a problem, they're typically generating a 15, 20, or 100-to-1 return on the investment and spending some time and coming and being a member of our association and being a part of it. But I think it's really about understanding how to tell the story of the value generation that we produce for organizations and being able to be good stewards of that value generation.
Nice. Well, and Lynn, we've got about 3 minutes left, and if you could remind everybody where they can find out more information about IRM and the 2013 conference and any closing thoughts, that would be great.
Okay, thank you. To find out more about IRM and our conference, you can go to our website, which is www.irm.org, and from there you can link to the IRM 2013 conference pages. And, you know, one of the things, you know, talking about the challenges is that, you know, one of the things I think is that we face in our profession today is change. Again, you know, things dealing with the practicality of everyday life, but at the same time trying to keep up to date with all of the changes that are happening within our industry and, you know, the changes that are happening within the vendor landscape, new technologies, et cetera. And, you know, I think that, you know, again, putting a plug in for IRM, I think, it, you know, IRM's a great source to help that, not just at the conference, but just, you know, through the networking, through the discussions with other professionals, through our webinars, et cetera. But, you know, I think it's something that, again, you know, we have to keep up to date with what's going on, but at the same time that, you know, it's time is precious. I mean, you're trying to kind of put out fires and do your everyday work and try to keep up to date. So something like IRM allows somebody to do that. So we're really pleased with the ability that we have in order to keep people both kind of learning things, moving forward, and also helping people to solve the problems that they're facing today.
Perfect. And just a reminder, everybody, hotels filling up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
check on
reservations.
Temporary resort, correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what was, one more time, what's the discount code that folks can still get in on?
It is RAD3, and that gives them a $200 discount off their registration rate. And, you know, so again, I encourage them to go onto our website, take a look at that, and register. The advanced registration rates will end on May 24th.
Well, that is perfect. Lynn, Kevin, thank you so much for coming on board, you know, coming on with us today. Great information. Completely looking forward to the conference and the research and the experience that we have talked about today. And folks, check it out, Google it, track them down. Great organization, and we are going to roll on out with our special show with a little of one of my favorites.